I'm Katie.
I'm Kylie.
And this is
You're Not Paranoid.
But where are you? I can't see.
Hang on one second.
I can't wait any longer.
I can't.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. I love that we did not talk about this, but yet we're both wearing like bright colors. Bright colors, bright everything. You look so cool.
Thanks.
You look like Katie Eilish, but like better.
Who's that?
Well, you know, Billie Eilish has green
hair. Oh, okay.
You're Katie Eilish because you got pink hair. You look like a pop star.
Thanks.
Like, I was going to combine a few different people, but I feel like this generation that we're that is probably listening also might not know these people, so I'm like, maybe I should spare myself. And also, I want it to be like, it's a compliment, but you might not think of it as a compliment, so I'm just gonna...
You look like this really old person.
I look like... Oh, you... No. I thought you were saying I look like a really old person. I like how... Every time you do that, I assume that you're actually talking to me. I don't know why I do that. You're like, you look like an old person, but you're telling me that I'm saying that about you. I'm like, take it so literal.
But I said I, right?
No, you're like...
Or did I say you?
Well, you didn't say you think... You look like as if they're my words.
All
you
say, I already forgot.
You look like an old person, and I'm like, I do.
I don't remember.
I kind of feel like though I'm channeling. Have you seen? Oh no. What's that movie with the guy who plays Mike Myers, Austin Powers, and they're like party rap, like party on.
No, I have not seen.
You know that. You know what I'm talking about, though. I feel like because okay, so I'm wearing our You're Not. Are we recording?
Yeah,
I have. It says progress.
Yeah, it was weird because I had it recording because I wanted to surprise you with my hair.
No, but wonder. Then I'm like, what are you?
I tested my audio and stuff, and it was like working. And so then I was like, "That's weird." Like I thought I would have joined the audio if I. My things were working in the test, but apparently not.
But they lied. Yeah. But we're
what
here
was
now.
The question?
Can you repeat the question?
I don't remember the Austin Powers thing.
It's not Austin Powers, though. It's just Mike Myers. Oh. Is what I was trying to say. And it's like Garth. Oh, my gosh. I actually haven't seen it either, which is pretty. Not Garth Brooks. Hardy.
Oh, Garth and the Wayne's World.
World, that's the name I was waiting for. If I saw Wayne, I would be like, "World, Wayne's World." But I wasn't there. I feel like Wayne, is that who that is in Wayne's World? I feel like we should put
right here
because I have like the dark hair and the black hat and kind of like.
You just need some glasses, I think.
We'll get those later. But you can be like, "That's who we're talking about," and then the little thing right there.
Okay, I'll do that.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I have
it's us Friday, but maybe not listener Friday.
I have a little dranky drink. Wow. I was like, I'm making myself a little cocktail and I was going to call it like a cocky or something. And I'm like, that's not really great.
You're like, that's not
short.
Oh my gosh. Cut. Speaking of cocks, I have a not. This is a not safe for work episode.
Woo! Choking on my.
Actually, reminds me of your mom a little bit, like not like that, but like because she says funny things out of nowhere, and you're like, what? I'm like, oh, she's talking about a rooster, but she said cock, so that sounds bad. No, but I'm talking about real cock. Okay, not safe for work. I know. Okay, so really quick, before we go into this, also, hi, I'm Kylie,
and I'm Katie
with the brownish whatever this is, and that's Katie with the pink hair. There's a new show. This is not an ad. You just know I'm obsessed with shows. There's a new show on HBO Max streaming called Minx. Were you the one who told me?
Oh yeah, I like Jake Johnson's in it. He's from New Girl.
Yes, from New Girl. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I like him.
Warning for everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
Listen carefully. Watch it on your phone in a quiet place with headphones where no one can see what you're watching.
Really?
Dude, I'm not kidding.
I literally was gonna start watching that today.
Okay, seriously, if you're not like of, this is a explicit episode, so earmuffs if you don't want to hear this. I saw a lot of penises.
Oh,
like real ones. Like,
oh,
in your face, not in your face, literally, but if your phone's in your face and it's like, right, you're like, what is that? And it's not really a spoiler, but I wish I had a warning. Like, I wish the show was like, hey, FYI, you will see dick this episode, but they did not do that.
That's, yeah, because I was going to say, like, and that makes sense with, like, all the trailers and stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't see them, and it just kind of looks like it's going to be, like, a funny,
like
drama period piece type of thing. And so I was like, oh, that's going to be really funny, and I like Jake Johnson. So that's good to know. Now maybe I will be spared.
It's so much. And I'm like,
have you heard that song with the, I think it's by someone named like Starboy and then like Doja Cat's on it. And it's like from TikTok too, where it's like, she's in the gym tonight, work out in that pussy. Hey, it's like dick. Dick. Dick.
And it's called Dick. I don't know that song, so that's even funnier. Oh man, you should like insert song here, or like,
I don't know if I can, but,
or like a link to the video maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh. Yeah,
you should listen to that.
Minx. I watched the 2-minute trailer and was like, this is also like, this is good. This mm-hmm. is like a comedy, and also, you know, it's good, and like the period piece. Very surprising.
Cool. I'm glad that you have saved us.
And I'm like telling everybody.
I mean, I still see it, but now.
Carefully.
Yeah, I have a TV in my room.
Watch it. Wow. I mean, there's no like sex, but which is why I think it's weird, because you're just like, they're just standing there and you're like, whoa. Like a lot, like on them, like zoomed in, like, hello.
Oh.
Yes. Like, that is it. Like, the way that they do, like, boob scenes for girls, it's like that for the guys.
Are we hashtag normalizing full frontal male nudity?
Yeah. Someone is. Which is ironic, because the show itself is about feminism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it is, feminism in the 70s.
Like, they're trying to sell it.
Like, they're trying to sell it. Yeah, they're, like, make their centerpiece. There's centerpieces. Wow. Centerfolds. And so it's like, it's funny because while they're trying to promote centerfolds, they're also promoting actual penises mm-hmm. on television. You're like, what? So it's pretty cray cray. There's even a lady naked, but you get to see everything. It's a little bit
free the ween.
Free the ween or the peen?
Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice, for sure. For sure. Yeah, my husband's not home right now, or else I would not be saying this so loud. But I was like,
so I'm guessing you're not watching.
What?
You're not watching it with him, then I take
it. No, I didn't. Well, because I was like watching it on my lunch break on my phone. So I just downloaded the app and was like, oh, I'm just going to like check it out. Not realizing that that's what I was going to see. I was like,
how do you go back to work after?
At least it was towards the end of it. It was like later in the day that I actually ate my lunch. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going to do what I can, but wow. What did I just look at? This is very, you'll see. I'm excited to see you, or not see you, but hear you tell me what you think the next time we talk.
Okay.
And the cool thing is there's only 2 episodes. It was literally released yesterday on the 17th. And they just released 2 episodes, and then there's a new episode every Thursday. I Googled it. So I'm like,
I need more.
That's not what I was going to say. I was just kidding. But I want to see, like, where is the story going? Because it's good. And so mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm a fan.
Interesting.
Highly recommended. Yeah.
Nice. For some reason, although you don't see any penises, I thought you were going to talk about what's it called? The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh no! I
have you seen
that
one? I think that's on HBO Max too. It's the title makes it sound pretty like porny,
yeah.
But it's actually really cute. I mean, there is some sex in it, but it's from Mindy Kaling.
Okay.
And so it's kind of just like a bunch of like nerdy college freshman girls that like dorm together, and then it's more about like college life. Sex. Yeah. And like it's like they want to, because they like some of them haven't.
Like,
oh, no, no, no.
And you're like, it's a little bit corny. I'm like,
no, the title makes it sound like it would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although there are scenes.
The description you gave made it sound like you were describing that. That's why I was like, what? No, that, I did see that on there and I was like,
I think you would like it.
Yeah. In like a cute comedy kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Nice. Well, that's cool. Katie, you just brought a new show to the mix. I just brought a new show to the mix. Woo! We are improving.
We're doing. Although I did get I don't know what I was going to say reprimanded, but that's not the word. I happened to be talking to my coworker and movies came up and I was like I've already told him, and he like made a Jurassic Park reference and I was like, I don't know. And I shrugged my shoulders.
What's that about?
What's that? I'm just like so young. And he was like, are you serious? You haven't even seen the original? And I'm like, no. I was like, I told you. Like, I haven't seen movies.
Don't talk to me unless you want to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. Kind of. But so. That's so sad. Slash. You're opening up. Good for you.
Yeah, just that guy.
Did you ever offer them cheese?
Well, I forgot to take it home. I was going to take it home because it's been a couple weeks and there's still some cheese in there. But I was like, let's just see how long it stays in there.
Yeah. Did you tell anyone that that's for them, or did you just kind of leave it as like a, let's see?
Well, I mean, my boss knew because I told him. Mm-hmm. And then that, like the coworker that I like actually see day to day,
mm-hmm.
I told him about it, and then I would assume that the third guy that works there regularly
would have found out.
Would have, like, yeah, figured it out. But I think that would be funny if you just open, and it's like a tiny, like even smaller than like a dorm fridge.
Yeah,
just like he opens it one day, and there's just like blocks of cheese filling it up.
They're like, Katie has a thing about cheese, and you're like, mommy needs her cheese.
I know. I was going to make a shirt for today's recording, but I ran out of time.
We'll have to make it for next time.
I know. That story, like, is so long, / like, our conversation around it. I was trying to, like, trim it down to put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
But you can put videos up to 60 minutes.
Dang. Oh, like, so IGTV.
Yeah, I've got it down to like 7 minutes, because then you like the part where we talk about mommy needs her cheese is like way like farther down.
Yeah.
So then I like spliced that in. Nice. But I was like, I don't know if I was like, maybe we could like tag it as a like a mini-sode almost that you can watch on Instagram.
Ooh, I like that idea. Solid.
Yeah. Anyway, so be on the lookout for that, you guys.
Very cool. We'll have some mommy needs her cheese shirts coming in. I also am wearing my You're Not Paranoid hat.
See, it's like just the hat and then replace it with a block of cheese.
Yeah. I'm also wearing, wait, other side. Wait. No, I can't. The logo is just hiding.
Oh, nice.
That's the shirt.
Kylie's all merched out.
Yeah. Katie's too hip for it today.
I know. Okay. I kind of.
Your hair is very YNP. I'll accept.
Thank you.
Did you just blow your burp to the side?
Yes, I did. I'm going to leave it in.
Love it. Do it.
Love it. Love it.
Love it. Love it. Do it. But I love it. Okay. What are we doing today? I'm so excited. This is nice.
I feel like round two of secret topic is another failure.
No, what happened?
So I texted my boyfriend. So, and I was like, it's going to be a little different because he's not physically here to write it down.
Yeah.
So I was like, it'll be a little tricky with the text.
Yeah.
So I texted him all in one text. I was like, we're going to try to do this new thing, like a secret topic. And if you had something that we didn't have to do a lot of research on, and we could just talk about it, let me know. But don't tell me now, because we're gonna record later tonight. And yeah. then he immediately texts me his topic. No. And he's like, this would be a good one. And I'm like, you didn't even read my text.
If it makes it any better, I was gonna say, so technically it's still secret for me if that makes it any better.
Yeah, but it's not like the no offense to my boyfriend.
Yeah, like my husband's topic wasn't.
It's more of like a deeper topic, and I feel like it would maybe be best if we had more if we would do a little research on it. I mean, we could.
Yeah.
It sounds like more one of like our regular topics.
Like a listener suggestion kind of thing versus like, yeah.
Yeah.
Full speed topic. For sure. For sure. Can you like yell down to your mom, be like, what should I talk about tonight? And then, or write down a sticky note.
She's probably sleeping.
Wake her up. Just kidding. Can you imagine? All right, now we're going to live stream Katie waking up her mom. Mom, what episode
Come on,
should
guys.
We record? That would be, if you were 12, I think that would be a thing that you would do for real. But
oh, I used to do that. Did I ever tell you that?
Let's my talk brother about was childhood crying. Stories. Let's just talk about
childhood
things
trauma.
Like that. Yes.
Okay.
Starting with now. All right, we found it. So what did you used to do?
When my brother was little, it kind of probably is childhood trauma. I think he had night terrors.
Yeah.
Because we slept in like rooms next to each other.
I just think of you and your brother, and you're so mean to him when you were little. It just makes
me
laugh so hard.
For reference, I'm 3 years older than him. And so he used to have night terrors, and I would hear him in the middle of the night crying. But it was sad because he, like, I think was so scared that he would just cry in his bed and not, like, move or, like, go get anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, I'll just cry myself back to sleep where the night terrors live. But as a, I don't know, maybe like an 8-year-old, 8 to 10 maybe, because he was a little bit older when he had him. It was really annoying because it would wake me up, but my parents slept downstairs, so they wouldn't know what was going on. So I would get so mad that not worried about my brother or like go to check on him or anything. I immediately run down the stairs and I fling open my parents' bedroom door, and I would be like, he's crying again. And then I would just storm back up the stairs and back to my bed. And like, now everyone's awake.
Like, everybody has to suffer. Oh my gosh. 13-year-old Katie was probably like, I would love to meet 13-year-old Katie. Like, moody, sassy, more quiet than now. I don't know.
What was that, 8th grade?
About the same.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, I was at private school and with, like, the same group of people since, like, kindergarten.
So you were, like,
so,
the old kids and, like,
I was like,
you're like, I'm in charge here. Queen B. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
So basically, the way that you acted towards your brother was how you acted towards everybody.
No, I was definitely meaner to my I wasn't a bully at school.
That's good.
I was the goody two-shoe.
No mean girls.
Nah.
Junior high edition. That's good. That's good.
No, there were no mean girls because we had Jesus in our hearts.
Right. Haven't you seen Saved? Have we talked about this?
I feel like I think you've seen I have Saved. Seen it. It's been a long time, though.
Ugh. It's like, hey, if you're going to see a movie with Jesus in your heart, it has to be Saved. It's so good. Ugh. It's Mandy Moore, which I haven't said her name in a long time, but she's in This Is Us, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which doesn't feel like that's really her, because I feel like Mandy Moore is just a singer, not just a singer, but a singer from the 2000s. So it's very like, it still blows my mind to be like, that's her. She's a great actress.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever listened to her music.
Looking back, I don't know if I did either. But anyways, back to middle school Katie.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my other favorite story is when you would hold him when he was born.
Yeah, maybe I'm the one that's traumatized my brother.
Like his night terrors are just like you dropping him.
Some like a baby memory or something.
Yeah. Like infant memories of just like, just feel the resent.
Yeah.
We'll have to, and we have to bring him on one time just to like clear the air, see mm-hmm. if that's what was really going on. Okay. Yeah, what did you do to baby brother?
Yeah. I would hold him. So again, I was like 3 mm-hmm. and luckily I think I obviously probably wasn't strong enough to actually hold him like standing up. So, but I would want to hold my baby brother. And so mm-hmm. they would sit me on, my parents would sit me on the couch and like kind of prop me up, and I would hold him like in my lap kind of with my arms like cradling him. Mm-hmm. And then I would get bored and or tired of it. So I'd be like, all done. And then I would like lift my hands up. And yeah, there goes his neck support.
Oh, no.
But he wouldn't like fall because he was like in right. my lap.
That's what
just his head
you.
Would probably go back.
Yeah, like what's happening? I know. So. I've seen those videos. I don't know why, but you videos of kids like that, just it cracks me up so much because it's just so pure. It's like, can you be mad at a 3-year-old for being like communicating that they're done?
Mm-hmm.
Being like the gesture and everything. Like, okay, all done.
I don't remember doing back. It, but that's what yeah. I've been told. Yeah. I've also been told that I was very mad to have a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, like, my grandparents were watching me when my brother was being born, slash mm-hmm. I was, like, in the hospital somewhere. I don't remember, again. But they took me to, like, the window where you can, like, see all the babies. And they asked me, like, where my brother, or, like, which one was my brother or something. And I pointed to one. Probably not him. And they're like, well, how do you know that's your brother? And I'm like, because he has a peanut.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty appropriate for the talk conversation that we've been having.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
gosh, that is I knew. Hilarious. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I don't know if I had told you that one before.
I feel like I may have heard it, but still, you catch me off guard. You're excellent. Your stories are so funny.
Thanks. I was slanging jokes since 1993, baby.
For sure. For sure. Well, that was 1993, but you were born mm-hmm. in not 1993.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that I will maybe mark that as my first joke.
For sure. For sure. Okay. I think my first joke, I feel like I've told, if you know me, I tell stories like at least... If you know me really well, you've probably heard my stories at least 6 times, but I'm just going to tell you one of my earliest joke, not my own memory, but it feels like a memory because it's been told to me so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I was in daycare and I want to say I was like 2, maybe 3. And there was a situation in the backyard where you remember those little like play cars. I think I've told you this, but I'll just tell it again for the podcast for anyone who's new listener.
Mm-hmm.
Plus I like telling the story because it makes me laugh. I've always been very like timid and like go with the flow, not really mm-hmm. confrontational. And there was a situation where we were at the babysitter's house in the backyard, and there was like those little red and yellow Flintstone cars is what I call them.
I remember those,
like, plastic, and there's no yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you know, pedals. It's just your feet.
It's such a weird, like, toy.
It is, but it also kind of makes sense. It's kind of like a car version of those bikes they have nowadays that don't have
yeah,
pedals. It's kind of like
true.
That. You're just like, look at
boop, boop, boop,
your
boop,
little
boop,
feet, like
tippy tap.
Yeah, but also I feel like that would hurt your feet. I don't know. Very confused. Did it actually go like that? Where's the bottom? I feel like the bottom had no bottom.
You know, that's a good question. Let's go stalk a preschool.
Here, no. I don't think they have those nowadays. Okay, this is what it looks like. Or
okay.
Like,
beep, beep, bloop.
And it's super old. Anyway, so picture baby Kylie. Maybe I can find a photo too. It'd be kind of fun if we like put our baby photos. Maybe baby Kylie will be like there. Da-da-da. It's not the same day, but we'll just pretend. And I'm in the backyard and I'm minding my own business in my Flintstone car, walking with my feet in the car. And there was like an older girl, probably like by only a few months, but she was really tall. Hefty is what we'll call her. Hefty Sarah. And I was sitting in the car, minding my business, and she decided it was her turn. So she comes up next to me and she gets in the car, and there's for two people, I think, like, to sit in the car. So I'm just sitting there and I'm like looking at her the way that kids just like watch things happen as they're happening. They're like, what is this? So I'm watching her, and then all of a sudden she just like scoots me over, scoots me over, scoots me over until I'm out and go plop on the ground. And I'm like, WTF, Hefty Sarah. And I go up to her and I just look her square in the eyes. And the babysitter is watching this whole thing. I go up to her face to face, and Hefty Sarah's looking at me like, like that kind of like, you know, toddler angst. And I go up to her and very calmly with a straight face go, with my hand on her face, whack, 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 and just wipe the crap out of her face for taking my seat. And she started crying, and the babysitter wasn't even mad. She was like, good job, Kylie.
Kylie prevented a bully from growing up.
Stand up against bullies is what I say. Mm-hmm. Whack them in the face with your hand.
Teach them a lesson.
You just like, I don't know where I learned that. So I don't. I'm just trying to picture like.
I feel like a cartoon.
Maybe. Or like shoo, a Tom shoo, and Jerry. Shoo, shoo. Yeah. Although I also would do that to my dad when I was little. I'd be like, daddy. And then I would take my hands. I'm just going to demonstrate. Well, I'll use my microphone too. And it was a thing. It must have been a thing. I would take my hands and like put them on his face like this, but go, daddy, and just like slap the crap out of his with both hands. Yeah. I forgot about that. That was around the same age. It must have been a phase. It must have been a phase. Yeah.
And now you do jiu-jitsu. So
now I do jiu-jitsu. So it's like same, same, but different. I do a little boxing too here and there. So
okay. So
I'm still throwing hands, you know, as this. But oh man.
Throwing hands since day one, baby.
Yep. And Hefty Sarah's worldwide.
Was her name actually Sarah?
Her name was Sarah. It was not Hefty
Sarah.
Nice.
Calling her out.
Calling her out. Don't know. I think I know who she is, actually. Looking back, I'm like, because I went to school with a girl. I knew a girl named Sarah growing up, and she was like athletic is what I'm going to say. When they're babies, you can say what you want because they're babies. But growing up, she was athletic and like a bigger build than me. So I'm like, I wonder if that's her. Like, I never confirmed.
Oh, man.
But it matches. So I wonder. Like, did I hit you? Do you remember?
Do you remember a traumatizing experience in your childhood?
She wasn't being a nice person, so maybe I put it on the right path.
Yeah, see? You should just go up. You should have gone up to her and been like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm happens. The reason you're a nice person.
Yeah, put you in your place when you were real young. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes. I take credit for that. Why not?
You should.
They say, like, accept what you receive or give yourself credit, acknowledge yourself. So I'm acknowledging that.
There you go.
A better way to say it, but I'm going to say it like that. Oh, man. Yeah. And then your poor brother, the other one that confession. So when we record at your house,
mm-hmm.
So FYI people, to go to Katie's, not that you'll ever know this, but when you're in Katie's,
she's
Dan's
like,
house,
here are the directions to get to her house.
No, but I'm just saying, because this is obviously like not everyone knows this. So when I'm in your house and we're recording, to go to the bathroom, like for a little, what do you call it? The shishi. Mm-hmm. To go shishi, we have to walk past her brother's old room, which is now your.
Well, the interesting thing is.
That's now your current room.
No, my room has always been my room, but our recording room / our office was my brother's original bed growing up, or room growing up. It wasn't until like college that he switched to the other room. The office in his room switched when was older.
Well, when he was little, I just remember, or not when he was little, but you told me that when he was little, he had which night pairs.
See, and that's why I'm like, I wonder, like, then they say kids see stuff. So I was like, I wonder if like he has blocked it out of his, because I've tried to ask him before and he's like, oh. But yeah, it's kind of ironic because the room where he said the witch lived was the room that he ended up moving his bedroom into, like in college. Okay, but yeah, I think that he would wet the bed like older than like what you're supposed to or whatever, because he was afraid to walk past that room at night.
And then I was going to say, because you told me that story, whenever we recorded at your house, not as much anymore, but when we used to record at night, I would like get scared walking to the bathroom. So I'm like, the witch is there.
Well, and then before we had Addison, our German Shepherd, who likes to go on all the business, we would leave like the door open. So I think that would be, that's the scary part. And sometimes I would get a little freaked out because it would be dark. And then like that, even if you turn the hallway light on, the room would be all shadowy and stuff. So I can see where he'd get it. But we also used to have our stairs were like open. Like
underneath,
yeah, and he said that he would be afraid. So then the way that the staircase was, there's like a little like space that was all open, like before we redid it, and so he said he would like jump down like the whole like thing of stairs to like the landing, and then from the landing down to the floor, because he was so afraid like something that's gonna grab him,
reach under. That's a fair thing to be afraid of. A fair thing to be afraid of. That sounds weird. That is, yeah, I would also do that. And I also think about that still. Isn't that strange? I feel a little bad for throwing your brother under the...
That's fine. The
this is a test. Does he listen? We'll find out.
Yeah, he's still kind of afraid of everything.
Hmm.
Which is funny.
To be fair, I think we all are.
Yeah, but he used to be in law enforcement, so...
Yeah, but at least in law enforcement, you have to face the things that you see with your eyes.
Did I
more often? Oh no! What happened?
Did I tell you? It's funny because I mean he's not in it anymore. Did I tell you about the and that's why we drink when they did the Black Eyed Kids?
I feel like you did, but I don't know why it's funny.
Okay, so that story really freaked me out because apparently like there's a like urban legend that these like kids with all black eyes will show up at your door at like weird times and like try to get into your house, and supposedly they're like aliens or something, and like it's the whole thing if they should like never be like invited in,
because
then they'll like be able to take your soul or something.
But
I was like, I don't remember much of the story, but when I first heard it, I actually got pretty freaked out. And so I was telling my family about it. My brother got really scared. And he said that they had a call. He used to do graveyards. And there was an elderly man missing. And so like they kind of did searches like all throughout the night. And he had to like search this kind of more like secluded I don't know if it was a park or like just a space that hadn't been developed yet. And he said that he was so scared because he kept thinking about the Black Eyed Kids.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, sorry.
Oh my gosh, that would be a fun Halloween costume though, right?
Oh, that is super creepy.
If you ever surprise visit him, you should just put on some black contacts and scare the crap out.
I should buy some so I have them on hand whenever I see him next.
Just to be ready. Or and tell me and I'll come over and then make sure he's unarmed and then
yeah, wait till like he's sleeping, like, hey, you thought your night terrors were over?
It's Black Eyed Witch. double duty scary things.
Oh man, that would be really scary.
Oh, I appreciate that you appreciate people getting scared. You know what I'm saying? It's like a thing, not like in the mean way. It's funny to see them get startled. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. As we know on the podcast, I don't like being scared because Kylie brings it up all the time. But my guilty pleasure is watching those like haunted house videos.
Yes.
And just seeing people get scared. I don't know why, but it's so funny to me.
It is so funny. And I'm also kind of afraid. I feel like my husband would like scare me like right there, like this window.
But
right?
You said he's not here.
He's not here. So if you see something and I like literally.
No, I don't want to be witness.
I don't either. I mean, it'd be funny because it's on camera, but
this is how scary movies start.
I know, it's how it goes. Yeah. Oh well, we'll be fine. I'm just saying, if you see something, please tell me.
I'm gonna have my eyes closed. For I know. The rest
I feel like it's worse to be the person seeing it than the person it happening to. You mm-hmm. know, I don't know.
Just like pass out with fear.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm like, oh, something's happening.
But to whom?
Yeah, to who? Is it you? Is it me? Oh man. Okay. Speaking of shows and being scared and witches and stuff, have you seen? Okay, I'm so bad. I need to look this up. It's the Netflix. I can't remember the names of things. I should look these things up ahead of time. I didn't really think about it until just now. Netflix. Oh, Archive 81. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Have you heard of it?
Maybe. You okay. have told me about it.
It is the show where it's a lot of, I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but it's like a lot of, it's a period piece, but okay. the movie is told through archives of a movie of like old film. And the guy is restoring this footage for a client. And then we're watching the footage with him. And there's like all, it's
is it
like,
so scary?
It has like, oh, this might be a little spoilerish, but it has, it is kind of scary. Like okay. it's scary in the way that you're like, this could happen.
Oh no. See, I don't like that kind of scary.
But also like it probably doesn't. Because it's like time travel meets cults, meets murder, meets like so many things, that brainwashing, like all of it. And the cult part, I'm like, oh my God, that could be totally real. Oh, and then it's like there's
penises. Like being,
huh?
Penises?
No. There's like mushrooms involved, and you're just like, like these are all things I wonder that could be a real thing. Like, I don't know. It's definitely not real, but I like it because it's presented like you feel like it could be real. So then when I went to sleep, like the cult, they like to summon what they're summoning. They like do this like hymn. And I remember when I was watching it, like speaking to being scared, they would do this hymn, and then like I would go to bed at night after watching the show, and I'd like hear it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. Like I'm trying not to like summon what they're summoning.
Yeah.
And like, I was doing research afterwards, because sometimes when I watch a show that's feels like it's based on a real story, it mm-hmm. freaks me out more. So then I need to do research to prove otherwise, or like what I need to process. I'm like, who is this? What is this? So then I looked it up, and like they named the thing that they were summoning in the show, and they gave it like this whole history and everything. The writers are
in the show. They did
it in the show. They made, well, like the writers of the show created this cult, and they created this thing that they're summoning. And it's like a demon thing, or a demigod or whatever they call them. Or it's like not like Antichrist, not like the devil, but it's like, you know, it's whatever that is in the show. And they gave it a name and a history and like all these things that like seem like a real cult and like mm-hmm. a real myth, or like a real, you know, like it's from a real book kind of feel. I can't, I feel mm-hmm. like it sounds stupid right now, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, we made that all up. I'm like, how did you make up this level of detail? Like the name sounded like a legit name. The cult seemed real, like everything. I mean, it's kind of like conspiracy theories, right? Where it's like mm-hmm. truth adjacent. So I think they obviously like took a lot of things that probably were historically relevant at one point. But anyways, I recommend it. But I also recommend watching with a friend and not watching right before bed. And maybe
definitely can't do that.
Fears before you go to bed, so you don't have that sound in your ears.
That part scares me.
It is, and it's really like. Like it sounds cool, but like too cool.
Because
They're doing it like, like it's like one of those things where they're like all doing it together, and then you're like,
I don't like that. And it's a movie or a show?
It's a show. It's actually like a really, really good show. The acting is super good. It's wonderful.
Okay.
Highly recommended as well.
I'll watch it in the morning, maybe.
Yeah. Morning times only.
I have to let Jibby out. She doesn't like this conversation. One second.
Isn't that weird? Dogs can sense these things. Like, things are scary.
Well, and that's the annoying thing, too, is, like, she'll be in my room and just, like... like, she'll track it. Like, you can see her eyes, like...
Ew.
And I don't see a fly or anything, so I'm like, you need to leave.
Yeah. Take whatever is in there with you. Oh my goodness. Chug that cocktail. Hold that in your hand. JK. Oh man. Okay. Any other good childhood creepies or funnies?
I don't know.
Yeah. I had one creepy story when I was, or one of my other earliest scary. Okay. I have two. Two traumatic experiences. I'm like, do you have any? No, okay, I'll go. No. The first one was, I think I was 3.5. Again, probably told the story when we did like the arachnophobia story, if we've done that episode, where I was 3 and something. And I remember having a nightmare. This was pre-Harry Potter too. Before it was written. That's how old I am. Or maybe it was in, it was in writing, but she didn't publish it yet. I remember being a little girl and having a nightmare about a spider, and I was in its web, and it's like I'm like bouncing on it like a trampoline. I'm like, oh, I'm not like scared, and like kind of like, you know when you're on trampolines you can't like get up, it was kind of like that, where I'm like the spider's playing crack the egg with my little body. I'm like, help. And I'm like trying to get out of there, and the spider's like
coming for you.
Like doing the spider crawl thing. Yeah, but it was not like a spider, it was like the size of like a school bus, like massive. And it was coming to get me. And I think I screamed in my sleep. Oh, that reminds me of another story for you. I think I screamed in my sleep because then I was woken up by my mom. She was like, it's just a dream. And I remember like looking up, and we had vaulted ceilings at that time. And they're sure there it was. It was a spider in a little spider web at the very, very, like it's not coming down, but the very, very top of the wall. I was like,
It was projecting.
Web. Dang. I left my body and went into his web. It was yeah.
Also, I haven't seen Harry Potter, so I don't get the reference.
I think, I mean, I've seen Harry Potter. It might have been Lord of the Rings. You know what? It might have been Lord of the Rings. There's a scene in one movies. Aw, come on. It's gotta be one or the other. It can't be both.
What if exist in the same like universe?
No, not really. Magic versus,
how do you know?
Because it's different.
How do you know?
They're adjacent. They're not in the same, because Harry Potter would be gone.
But doesn't he go through like a magic like tunnel thing? So like the the train.
Oh, you mean like 9 and 3?
Yeah.
Nine and three.
Isn't that like not like real?
But they don't have that in Lord of the Rings.
No, but I'm saying like, what if it's like, because you go somewhere.
No, he goes to Hogwarts. The Rings. Only Hogwarts. Hogwarts and back, and then the forest and back. There's, I don't think that universe is very large from what I've seen.
Well, I tried, you guys.
Or it's like ancient. Lord of the Rings is like pre-Harry Potter ancient times, you know? What if Voldemort is an ancient wizard?
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Like Gandalf, not Gandalf the Grey, but the other guy. What's the guy who's in white?
You're asking the wrong person.
Not you. I'm asking Google. Guy besides Gandalf.
The other guy. Rude.
Also Gandalf. The wizard.
Gandalf.
Tolkien.
Gandalf. Wizard.
TolkienGateway.net. I hope this isn't something weird.
You know that Stephen Colbert is a huge Lord of the Rings fan?
This is too. Oh, Saruman? Saruman.
Sure.
I think it's Saruman. Yeah. Saruman.
Sorry, man, for forgetting who you are.
I spelled it wrong. I'm like, wizard.
It's a wizard. You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard, Gandalf. Wait, what, Gandalf?
Like a mashup.
Wait, isn't Gandalf in... No, Gandalf... Wow, now I'm like, you're right. They are in the same universe because I can't even keep track of them.
Told you. coming summer 2023.
People would be so mad. And then there's like, and then they like look up to the sky and they see like spaceships going away. It's like Star Wars is happening.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's like, yeah, they come down. So, dun, 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 dun,
yeah, that like, song. Yeah, because I feel like there's like there are such hardcore fans for each of those movies that like if you tried to combine them, they would be so pissed.
They would be, but that's what makes it funny. Like when people get mad, it's kind of funny, right?
Let's do it.
Yeah, anything that's like emotional is funny.
Were you just like trolling people?
Because it's not gonna. Because
it doesn't matter.
Hurt anybody, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Being startled, like I still feel like something's gonna happen. Like that doesn't unless they're older and they have like a physical reaction.
Obviously, yeah, like you give them a heart attack or something.
Right, but you're scaring the audience. Like making people get mad is like the funniest thing. It's probably not cool. I used to do it to my cousin. She didn't like me for a long time because of it, but. Now I know. Don't make kids mad. They hold grudges. Get to know before I have kids. Okay. That was the first story. Me screaming as a little kid. But recently, I had a nightmare 2 days ago. That I was, 2 days ago, that I was being suffocated underwater. And I have a weighted blanket that I sleep with, so that doesn't help. Because then it was literally like... I just remember waking up to, I remember drowning. And then I also remember waking up to my husband saying, it's just a dream. It's just a dream. It's just a dream. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you doing? And he's like, you're making noises. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, whatever. So I don't usually, I'm not a talker in my sleep.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I'm like, hey, what happened last night? What did I do? Because I'm always so curious and self-aware that I want to know what's going on with myself. And he said that it sounded like I was speaking in tongues. And
oh, no.
Kind of freaked him out. he's like, what nightmare were you having? I'm like, oh, that I was drowning. He's like, well, that sounds like it makes sense because it sounded like you were drowning, actually. I was like, what? So he said it sounded like, okay, I'm going to do an impression. It's not going to be very, like, attractive. But he said I was like. For like a long time.
Ooh.
He like made sure I was awake because I wasn't stopping.
That's really scary.
So that happened. Yeah. And those are my, and I'm not like a talker in my sleep. So kind of funny that, you know what? I did take Sudafed. Things get weird with Sudafed, you know?
If you were high.
Something. But my sinuses were like, yeah.
Let's drown.
She's drowning in snot. Like, that's probably what was actually happening. Ew. I'm just like, help.
Yeah. Some of that nasal drip.
Yeah. Ew.
Ugh, I don't like that.
Have you ever talked in your sleep?
I don't think so, but also I feel like for almost every night of my life I have slept by myself. So there's not a lot
counts.
Of yeah, maybe that's why she's so scared of my room.
You just like talk to her and yell at her in your sleep.
I've always been curious. They have those apps that like can record your sound, but also I'm afraid to do it.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to know if there's other things.
Okay. I will always say this, that one of the scariest movies of all time to this day, in my opinion, is Paranormal Activity. Like, it was so, people did not think it was that scary when it first came out. But when you like really think about it, it's, why do we always talk about this when I'm home alone?
I know. We always do.
He'll be home. Although it's kind of late and surprised he's not home yet. I hope he's okay. Check my phone. Oh, he actually called me a lot.
Oh,
take a look at this message. Maybe he's offering Froyo.
Oh, you don't like Froyo.
He's asking me if I want dinner. I will eat it if offered.
Dang.
But if I have to choose
between
froyo and ice cream, I will always choose ice cream. This is a dig at me from my bridal shower when they answered that questionnaire.
She pissed some people off with that answer, let me tell you. There was
it's that bridal shower questionnaire where it's like, do you know the bride? And I basically told everyone, like, my family was literally
she was like a big middle finger to her family. They're like, no, you don't. And it would be like sunset or sunrise, and she's like, sunrise. And everyone's like, no. They're so mad.
I literally
you don't like the sunrise.
I felt like I broke my family's heart. It was
it was like the opposite of everything.
Mm-hmm. And then one of my best friends, dearest friends from like, not, I mean, you're a great friend too, but like,
it's fine.
My other friend from who's known me forever, she got every answer right, which I thought was so crazy. So that was pretty cool. I was like, you guys, you think you know me, but you don't.
Yeah. A lot of people learned that day.
They did, and I didn't, and then I felt bad. Isn't that wrong?
Yeah,
it was my bridal shower. I'm sorry.
My preferences hurt your feelings, therefore I will change them.
Yeah, but like I was like, this is a fun game. Like, never playing that game again. Everyone saw my family basically disown me that day.
They're so disappointed.
So disappointed, and calling not quietly disappointed, calling me out disappointed. Like, we don't know you. Like, really,
like giving examples. Like, no,
like trying to prove me wrong. Yes, exactly. And then having to explain myself. I go to Froyo because I have to.
Well, no, but that was your friend. That was your best friend, and she was like, "But we always go to Froyo together."
I go because it's like a nice meeting place. Like, yeah. I'm not going to say, yeah, let's go to Froyo and like not get Froyo, but
I fucking hate it. I mean,
every night I go home after Froyo, I get diarrhea and throw it up. No, I don't do that. I don't have any intolerances, but thank that's goodness. Good. But no, it's just, you would think that's how they acted. Like I was acting. They acted like I was like revolting against Jesus. Was like, I am now gonna worship the devil. That's basically how they reacted. That's
basically, yeah.
In case anyone was like, what do you mean they didn't, they reacted? Like, that's how they acted. I was like, okay, y'all, funny. Chill. Maybe that was their emotional, like, coping mechanism from you becoming a woman and being getting married. They're like,
we thought you were the same person as you were when you were 12.
Yes.
You can't grow up.
Actually, now that you say that, pretty much. Yeah, I think that's what they were thinking.
They were like, our little girl.
Yeah.
Like, she's grown up, but I love her. Even though all her answers are wrong.
Yeah. Good times.
What were you going to say?
I think that was
Froyo. Good. Husband's coming home. Okay.
Yeah, he was asking me if I wanted any pizza. And I'm like,
pizza?
P-I-Z-Z-A? Now you know what I'm talking about.
Put it in the pizza.
Put it in the pizza. Oh, yeah, come to find out, that wasn't the song. The song was actually, the YouTube video was the slowed down version of the song. That's what made it funny. Whipped cream pours like water, friends. Now you get it. So good.
I saw a TikTok recently that had that song in it, and I was like, I know that now.
You're like, I know that one.
Put it in the pizza. Know what song's been stuck in my head? Because it's been making the TikTok rounds. Is the Reading Rainbow song. Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. Reading rainbow. Yeah, and then that's like the people have the like sun floating by them in the background.
Like looking at all the butterflies and the words and the books. Yeah, I did like Reading Rainbow when I was a kid.
I did too, because guess what? I like to read.
Because you're a nerd.
I didn't talk to people. I just read my books.
You're the girl at dinner who was like, on her
no book, like literally
wouldn't talk to her family. What were you reading if you weren't reading Harry Potter?
Nancy Drew, baby.
Okay, that makes sense. And then I was reading Lemony Snicket, Series of Unfortunate Events. So you and I have been who we are our whole lives. Let's be real.
Or like, I would literally
inversion true crime.
I had like all the Nancy Drew books and I would read them in the car and I would read them at dinner when we would go out.
Yeah, nice. You were mega nerd. I got one Nancy Drew book and that was from Costco with my grandma and I never finished it, but I wanted to. I had the intention, but I was like, I don't like to read that much when I was a kid. Now I like to read, but did I tell you about the book I just finished? Apples Don't Fall. I think that's what it's called.
Maybe.
It has everything. It's like New York's hottest Kindle book is Apples Don't Fall. It has everything. Tennis, Australians, murder.
I think you did tell me because I remember the Australian thing.
Yeah. I was trying to look up Apples Don't Fall and I got too excited about the descriptions and I just Googled apples.
What are they? How do they work?
Yeah, it's by Leanne Moriarty, which I feel like her last name's like she has to write about murder.
Yeah, because that's the Sherlock thing, right?
Oh, I don't know. I was just going to say because it's like mortis, like mori reminds me of the root, like the Latin word of death, right?
Well, that might be, yeah, because I think I haven't read Sherlock Holmes, but I'm pretty sure because I watched the CBS like spinoff show with Lucy Liu. And the dude was Sherlock and she was Dr. Watson and the Sherlock's like love interest slash like enemy kind of thing. Her name was Moriarty.
Oh, really?
And so I'm assuming that's from the book too. Cause all of the main characters had the same like names. Like names.
Oh. Read it and tell us about it.
I will.
In the book.
It's in a book.
Are you reading any books?
Yeah, I have a pile of books here. That's another. I don't know what that is. If that's OCD, depression, where I buy a bunch of books and then don't read them.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to read more, so that's like one of my intentions for this year.
For sure.
I have been reading Little Fires Everywhere, but I literally just started it.
You know, I feel like I've okay, so I'm with
Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon.
Yes, I have a really weird thing with books. Movies I can remember for the most part, but books I'll like read it and then dump it in my brain.
That's how I am. That's reverse. But sometimes with books too, I think my memory's just shit now.
Because I'm like, I think I've read that.
Yeah, I mean.
Not, I think I've seen it. Okay, I've seen the show. That's what it was. I think I was on a plane.
Yes. I've started. What? Let me see. I actually like literally have it here. I've started A New Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Awakening to Your Life's Purpose.
Ooh.
It's by Eckhart Tolle. It's way more woo-woo-y and like weird than I thought it was gonna be, so it's been really hard to read it.
Yeah.
Like
not the self-help you're looking for.
No, yeah, it's like it's good, but when you think you're going into something else, I have to like be mentally prepared to read it, and I usually am not, so I don't read it. It's all about like the ego and the self and like reaching your inner like God, and God could be anything, but like it's like you're all one together in the universe when you like let go of your ego
and you're like and I all hate this everybody, therefore I hate myself,
so I don't have an ego.
So sad. Yeah.
But I did finish reading, I don't know if I told you about it, the book The Woman Who Cannot Be Silenced, I think is what it's called. It's a based on a true story of this lady in the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause basically, I think I did tell you this. So maybe this will just be for the listeners. Basically, back in those days, a husband could put their wives into an insane asylum for any reason. Mm-hmm. And so she was one of them. And she like wrote about it and kept secret diaries while she was there and like tried to advocate for herself. And then basically like just would get sent to like worse and worse like parts of the asylum because she was like well to do. So basically like if guy like husbands just wanted to get rid of their wives and they were rich, it was basically like sending them off, and like that part of the asylum would be like a nice hotel and they just get to like hang out but just could never leave. So she would get punished for like speaking out and trying to like get herself out and like getting sent to like worse and worse parts.
Yikes.
But I mean, I don't know if it's a spoiler because it's history, but she ends up, I'll just say that she had a lot of influence on laws in the end.
That would be a really cool episode to do. I feel like we probably said that last time too. Like the actual.
Yeah, because I didn't know, like, it's really sad. Like what you could do to your wife. It was like very common too. Like, because most that's how, like, one of the like ways insane asylums got so popular. Because it it could be for anything. It was like women were too smart, insane asylum. Women shared their opinions publicly, insane asylum. They're that not obeying all of your.
Yeah.
Doesn't like the way that society treats them, insane asylum.
Dang. Yeah. And I wonder if that happens today in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
But there's also probably different versions of that too.
Well, sending your kids to like conversion therapy camps for like people who are like LGBTQ. Because it's kind of the same because like you, like as a child, like the parents have the control/rights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's horrible. I know. Have you seen my... Okay, I haven't seen this, so I can't really speak about it, but along those lines of parents having control, have you seen My Sister's Keeper?
No, I think that's too sad.
Okay, I also haven't seen it, but in my... Okay, I try not to bring it up every episode, but in my acting class, it's going to be like a joke now. Like this one time at band camp. It's basically like band camp, but in acting class. We did the, one of the other people did a scene from that movie, and the scene was so ridiculous that the director thought it was a comedy. And I'm like, this is not
really
a comedy. Like there, people were laughing, and I'm like, you guys, like, can you stop laughing? This is not funny. This is really sad. But the scene, and I haven't seen the movie, so spoiler alert, but it's been out for a long time. The movie is. Or in the scene that kind of reveals it, where the older or the younger sister says she was born because her parents needed organs to donate to her sister who has, is it cancer? Or has
something like that, yeah.
Failing organ or something like that. And so she becomes like a sort, I think she's like 12 or something, or I actually don't know how old she is in the movie, but she becomes old enough that the time is coming where they're like, you need to donate a, I think the kidney to your sister. And she's like, no, I don't want to. Like, and she's, the scene that the girl did in the class was her going to a lawyer's office and being like, and this is when they started like, they're like awkwardly laughing, but I really thought they thought it was like a joke because I don't think they knew what movie it was. And then she's like, I was born for my organs. Like I'm supposed to give them up to my sister or something like that. And like, that's such a mind-blowing thing. And she
because isn't it like, isn't it based on a true story?
I don't know. Let's just
I don't know really either. Because that's the extent that I know of that movie as well. It's like the basic premise.
I had no idea about that part. True story?
Please no.
Depicting the emotional journey of a family with cancer. In real life, when one member has cancer, the whole family is afflicted. It was inspired by a Colorado family's true story. It tells the story of 13-year-old Anna Fitzgerald, who sues her parents for medical emancipation when she is told to donate a kidney to her older sister, Kate, who is dying from acute leukemia. So that's the story of the book. So there's like a two, I didn't even realize the internet was a thing back then. No, it was, but 2004, this article is from. It always blows my mind when I come across articles that are like from pre 2000, I don't know, 8, 9. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, there was blogs back then? This is, why did Jody, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, Picoult, write My Sister's Keeper? And that says, I wanted basically to hold up a medical case involving stem cell research for your inspection and make you realize that behind every case is a living, breathing, conflicted person. So talk about, I mean, yeah.
Wow. Yikes.
Speaking of parents controlling your life, that's like,
mm-hmm.
And
that's
heavy stuff. But anyways, moving forward. Any other books that you're reading? In your pile.
In my pile. I also bought, well, my therapist suggested this book. It's a workbook. It's Self-Love Workbook for Women. Release self-doubt, build self-compassion, and embrace who you are. I've done the first, like, chapter, so that's fun. And then I also bought... this is in no, like, way correlated. It's going to sound really bad.
I'm excited.
The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying.
I've heard that's really good.
I want to read it because I'm kind of, like, at the point where it's, like, is this, like, just working until I'm... 70, that's my life.
No, so
I'm gonna read about the what people regret, and then I'm just gonna not do those things.
There was a really
she was cool... on Kathy Heller's podcast.
I was just gonna say that. You're like, nope, I'm gonna say it.
I said it.
Okay. I was like, did I cut out?
I was gonna I just mute you.
You're like, and you're done. This is my turn.
I say her parts now.
What was the episode number? What's it called? Five.
The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying by Bronnie Ware. Ware? W-A-R-E.
Yeah, Ware.
I'm excited to read that one. But you know that thing? It's like, I have to finish that boring book first, but I don't want to.
You don't have to. You can do them side by side.
I know, but I have that weird thing.
You're a little bit OCD. I was going to say ADD, OCD.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find what episode that was, but it has like 500 million episodes that I can't keep track. Anyways, it's on there. Yeah. Top 5 Regrets of the Dying by Bronnie Ware. You're right. Obviously, because that's the book you get. And that's what the episode's about. So, ooh, cool. You have to tell me if it's good because they kind of talk about it on the episode too, but obviously not in detail. I was crying when I listened to the episode. So maybe it'll be good. Like you do self-love, read the book, and then go back to self-love.
Because I feel like that's kind of the message of that book.
Mm-hmm.
The Top Regret or the Regrets of the Dying.
Because
it's like not putting yourself first, I feel like is the big regret. Mm-hmm. Or like... not living your authentic life or doing the things that you want to do. You're just doing the thing.
Yeah.
Which is me.
I think we're doing pretty well though, because your hair is pink and I'm taking classes on how to be more outside my comfort zone. So we're doing it.
Yeah. And my mom saw it. Yeah. She saw my hair and she's like, oh my God, what did you do?
Who said that?
My mom. And so I was like,
you're like, it's working.
I was like, you know, some people go through this phase in their teens and 20s, but I was too busy trying to please you. So now I'm doing it in my 30s.
And now I seek to disappoint you.
Yeah, get used to it.
Opposite side. Like I'm rebelling by being a disappointment on purpose.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm going to quit and just live in their house forever. Yeah.
Like, remember when you said, I need to move out? Joke's on you.
I'm moving out with you to wherever you move to. Oh, my God.
Oh my god, that would be a really funny prank if that conversation happens. Please do that. Like, just to see, like, I'm also like, what are you gonna do, Katie? Like, no, I'm coming with you. Like, in your
Oh
place.
yeah, I found a place. I'm moving out.
Wait, what?
No, I was saying,
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant for real.
no, I was going along with the joke. And then they would be like, oh my gosh, what a coincidence, because we're moving. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm also going to where you are.
You just like show up to the same, like, what are you doing
yeah,
here?
Don't even say anything.
Are you helping us move? No, I'm helping me move.
I live next door.
And by next door, I mean one room over.
In the garage.
Oh my gosh. Some people have pretty cool garages, but.
Yeah.
Anyways. Dang. I feel like we're getting close to our. I feel like because we're not on like a topic, you and I can just like talk and talk and mm-hmm. talk and talk. If people don't know by now, we could talk forever because we're forever friends. Right? Right? Right?
Maybe.
That's true. I'm like, tell me it's true. Please tell me and remind me that we're friends forever. These are bridesmaids, so that means you have to be my friend forever.
Have you seen the TikTok where it's like, is it Backstreet Boys? It's like, am I sexual? Yeah. And so it'll be someone like asking the am I sexual, but it'll be like something else. Like, are we best friends forever or something?
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, yeah. And then the other person will answer, yeah. Am I sexual? And then it'll be like another question.
Yeah.
And then it skips the yeah. So it's just the music.
Yeah.
And then the other person looks concerned like, am I sexual? And then the other person just like, nothing. So I feel like that would be a good TikTok where it's like, are we best friends forever? And
here it is, like,
just
don't
kidding.
Make eye contact. Yay.
We are.
I'm like, if you can't tell, I'm fishing for an answer. We cannot.
I need validation.
And when you're done with your workbook, let me borrow it. So then I can also, not like your workbook, but forward me though. I would like to review your notes of your self-development and make some. I'm going to grade it for you. Be like, how are you doing?
Like, oh, you have some confidence and self-esteem now. Let me just knock that down with my notes.
That would be funny though, because your mom is a teacher, if she just started like grading your workbook. Like, can you grade this? And then it's like her looking into your life and traumas. You're like, this will be my therapy and then your own therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that just got real.
Indeed.
Work, life. I never finished those.
I know. I hope that I do.
I hope you do too. But I'm the kind who will start like my husband got me a grateful notebook 1 year. That didn't go over well at first. I was like, what are you saying? Like, I was ungrateful about the grateful notebook. Isn't that so horrible? I was like, are you saying that I'm ungrateful? And he's like, no, I thought you wanted to work on like just like restructuring how you, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure. And then I don't even write in it. And I feel like so bad.
I mean, they do say that that's like a really, really good thing to do.
I know, but I'm the person, maybe if anyone has advice, I'm the person who will like start it and then forget about it and then feel bad that I forgot about it. And then like, oh, well now I can't do it because my last entry was a year and a half ago. And so it looks like weird if I ever read this again. And I'm like, dang, she was ungrateful for a year.
That's called perfectionism.
Yes. Can anyone else relate to that?
It's me.
I'm an all or nothing person.
I know.
I got the advice the other day that it's better to be, and this is in the context of working out, but I feel like it could be applied to everyday life. Coming from someone who's a perfectionist, which is not a good quality. Not obviously not a perfectionist in everything, because look at me, you know. But
stop it.
Well, because like this is like at least 4 day old, maybe five, could be pushing it, shampooed hair. That's why I'm wearing a hat. I'm also marketing their, you know, podcast. The advice I got, I like to do tangents. The advice I got was, it's better to be 80% at something for 6 months than to be 100% for 6 days.
Hmm.
Take the B minus.
That's true.
For 6 months.
Yeah, that is true. Because that's, you can't be perfect forever. So you, at some point you're gonna like quote mess up, and then
self-destruct. Yeah.
Yep.
It just, it always, because then you're like, I can't do this, and then you're like, mm-hmm. not you, but then I like make it worse. So then I'm worse than when I started. Instead of like chugga 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 chugga, you know, consistently.
Yeah, the expectations of being perfect. You will always let yourself down.
Isn't that so sad?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we do workbooks.
Yep.
Okay, and listen to podcasts. I felt really good today after that podcast. I'm like, I have some ideas. Let's do this.
Yeah, there was a good podcast kind of about that with Brené Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I forget her the guest's name, but I think it's one of her latest ones on Unlocking Us.
Mm-hmm.
And her guest talks about like her practice of like journaling and like making sure she like says what she's grateful for, whatever. Because her point was like, if you do that, if you instill that practice in yourself now, like it'll really help you through hard times because it'll already be a part of your routine.
That's, never thought about it like that. Like, you don't do it for the now, you do it for when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of like health too. That could be applied to so many things. If you just like stay consistent now, it makes the hard things less hard.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What a concept.
There you go.
Kind of like practicing for sports, and then you get to the game and you're like, this is hard, but I've been practicing for this, so I know I can do it.
Yeah, basically. That's kind of like what my feeling is from like some of this. I've only been to therapy for like 2 times, but that's kind of the gist I'm getting.
Yeah.
Is like, you need to prepare yourself for like the bad times so that like you can rely on yourself to get yourself out of the bad times.
Yeah. And, but you do that by doing good things during the good times.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's funny. Cause then I just stress about the bad times during the good times, and then the bad times come, and then I'm like already ready for it, but in the opposite way.
Yeah.
Like, I knew this was going to happen. Same. I expected this, and now I'm here, and now I'm going to sit in it.
Yep.
Hmm.
But at least I was right.
Can we do couples therapy as friends? Sure. Not like we need therapy, but like two for one. Like, dude. I will also be joining just as like a buddy.
I just, I'll be your support, I mean,
your emotional support friend.
Yeah, I like that idea. I did just listen to a podcast. I don't remember what it was called, but it was actually really cool. I mean, it's different. Let me look it up. Do you ever like download a bunch of podcasts that you want to listen to and then you never actually do?
Kind of like reading books in a pile.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's called Invisibilia.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's the podcast name. I thought that was like a mental, like a mental condition. I was like, what is that?
No, but I think this person has been on Kathy Heller.
Mm-hmm.
Esther Perel. Mm-hmm. She's a therapist, and she does this thing, and they kind of, and the episode is like you getting to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Esther Perel has a podcast where you get to hear like therapy sessions with couples, like obviously with their consent, but there's an interesting take of, it's kind of like what you said, but different, where it's like friend therapy. So like you actually are like, it's a couples therapy session, but for friendship. And like the whole like episode was about like friendship and how like society doesn't really like emphasize like the importance of like maintaining them, and like how like the kind of the idea of like couples therapy has become more accepted of like, you don't go just when you like, the same thing, like you don't go when you just have problems, you go before so that you can handle the problems that come later.
Right.
But they're saying like friendships are like even like in some ways like more important or like just as important as romantic relationships. Why don't we like do the same things to like maintain them? And it was really interesting. So then they had like a volunteer friend couple.
Yeah.
And it was two dudes too, which was kind of like nice, because it's like on top of that, you don't really ever hear guys like being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it was like, they were like so open and stuff about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good episode.
That's so sweet. I feel like we should end there so that we don't sound like the way that we started. It ends on like the opposite note of like, but actually, we're respectful. And that is a wonderful thing. Friend therapy. I mean, that's kind of like what we do here for each other. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's our version. Mm-hmm. It's like how we bond in some ways, you know? So, this was a good friend therapy session.
Yay.
Thank you everyone for joining our
non sequitur.
No, I was going to what?
Non sequitur?
I don't think
that's, it's like a literary
term. Chaperone or no therapist, like a non-therapist friend therapy. Like it was like a you and
an me. Unassisted?
Unassisted friend therapy, yeah.
Got it. I didn't know where you were going with that.
I was like chaperone, therapy, therapist, witness, person. I don't know. Moderator.
We're usually supervised.
Yeah. By Doobie. Yeah.
Yeah, she left though.
She was like, I can't do this anymore.
She's like, there's too much in the beginning.
She's like, well, you guys mentioned witches, I'm out. good times. Well, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Fun. Thanks for spending your whatever time of day it is with us. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. And next week we will see you then.
Oh, I thought you were going to say what we're going to talk about.
No, I mean, like, you'll find out when you're there. That's what makes it fun, right? You read the title and then you're like, yes, I'm interested. Or maybe I'm not. Maybe you end up being interested. You never know. Give us a shot.
You'll like it.
Can't guarantee it, but we'll do our best. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.